Men and brethren, we are grateful to come together again on the table as we feed on the spiritual manna to get spiritual nourishment in line with what that great prophet Moses penned down in his fifth book, Deuteronomy, on the eighth chapter and the third verse, where it says, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that you might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Thus says the scriptures, brethren. And I, your fellow brother and servant of Christ, Brother Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe, through your prayers, will take you through this week. And I depend on your prayers, brethren, so that I'll be able to bring forth that which is suitable for us all. The Apostle Paul depended on the prayers too. For you hear him in the Ephesians 6, verse 19, advocating with these sayings to the saints. "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do." Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. God's grace is upon us, brothers, as we pick from where we left, that is on the lineup of prophets whom God used: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Naomi, Habakkuk. And today, we put a closer look and analyze the word given to Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, not forgetting our title, Seeing Eye to Eye. Zephaniah's prophecies came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. This was about 625 BC. Zephaniah's prophecies condemned Judah. He foretold about the judgment that were against certain Gentile nations, those that were bordering Israel, some of which were Syria, Ethiopia, and the like. Zephaniah foretold about the judgment of Jerusalem and ultimately the judgment of Gentiles and Jews. At last, Zephaniah, like Joel, prophesied on the promised restoration. If we can together turn our eyes to Zephaniah 3, verse 9 to 20, where it reads, "For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to save him with one consent." Take note of that. One consent. "From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my despise, shall bring mine offering. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of them that rejoice in thy pride. And thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also live in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgment. He hath cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. And in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not. And to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful, for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was burden. Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and praise among all the people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, said the Lord. Brethren, God can bring his church again to high levels. Who will get to the great heights is the bright church. Who will get to the deeper depths of understanding the scriptures is the bright church. Who will get the spiritual blessings is the bright church. Who will get the revelatory truth is the bright church. Who will embrace the word fully is the bright church. The ministers, the saints will see these things eye to eye. Praise the Lord. Then after Zephaniah came Haggai, who prophesied in the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month and the first day of this sixth month, and around 520 BC, Haggai the prophet came to Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah. The voice of God through Haggai told him to rebuild the temple. Haggai charged Zerubbabel against them sitting and relaxing in their cities, houses, while the house of God lie waste. That wasn't good at all. People were supposed to value the work of God more than their personal interests. There were four very important things which a guy pointed out or brought forth. Number one, the call to rebuild the temple. Number two, the call to courage. Number three, the call to change lives. Number four, the call to faith in the future. Brethren, who holds our future? It is God. Who gives us courage? It is God. Who helps us change our lives? It's God. A guy seals his prophecies with such a bold and strong saying, indicating that God would shake the heavens. And Haggai 2 verse 20 has this to say, if we can read together. Haggai chapter 2 verse 20 to 23. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heaven, heathens. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. And the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, said the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, say the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, say the Lord of hosts. Brothers, all these prophets, they spoke the same thing. They could see eye to eye on the word of God. After a guy came Zechariah, 2 months later, in the 8th month of the reign of King Darius, Zechariah's prophecies pointed to the call for repentance. The standstill of trade or activities, if you look at Zechariah 1 verse 10 and 11, which we may also read together. Zechariah 1 verse 10 to 11 says, and the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord had sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And they answered, the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth. And behold, all the earth seated still and is at rest. These are things that happen. We sometimes, the whole world stands still, no activities. It was prophesied. Zechariah saw the coming and the crowning of Joshua when people would like serving the Lord in the temple. Zechariah condemned hypocrites, false fastings and worshipping. Zechariah again saw the restoration of Jerusalem. Zechariah saw the coming of the Messiah. And now, brethren, on the issue of seeing eye to eye, get this prophecy right, which the prophet Zechariah penned down on the 8th chapter of his verses 16 and 17. And we can read together Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, which says, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these things that I hate, said the Lord. And the word of the Lord was came unto me, saying, you see, verse 16, if we go back a little bit, he says, these are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. This is what Zechariah panned down. And you know, suppose some might decide to keep off this leverage of truth, see what that will happen to them. According to the Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, it tells us that if there are people that may not also line up with this revelatory truth, there is not going to be Jew in their land. Zechariah 14, verse 16 and 17, has this to say, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. You see, that will happen. If people would actually stop or refrain from going for temple worship, no blessings, no joy, no peace, there will be no rain. Brothers, may God bless you. As we move with this topic, they shall see eye to eye. On the next sermon, we shall talk and touch, beginning with Malachi. May God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.